Friends, we are assembled here to understand one of the new subjects, that is project finance. Before we start, let me introduce myself. My name is Abasaheb Chauhan. I am a professional banker and I am associated with the Wellinger Institute of Management since last 7-8 years. And I have worked with the Wellinger Institute for nearly 6 to 7 subjects, including this project finance, which is the latest one, and it is modified by me. Accordingly, a lot of development happened during past 5 to 6 years after first written this subject, and thereafter it was felt necessary to review this subject. So I am a part of revision of this project finance module or project finance subject, which is one of the study subject for your study course. I'm thankful to Wellinger Institute of Management for assigning me this job and talk to you people or present before you the content of this project finance. I hope I will be able to deliver as per your expectation. And whenever there is a need of any further explanation and all these things that is elaborately explained in the subsequent slides also, I have taken that care. Now, only thing is that you have to have the prompt attention what I am explaining to you. So with this first primary note, I would like to continue with delivering the subject matter. Okay, so this project finance, as you know, there are varieties of the project you might have come across, and this is gaining the momentum because it is a part and parcel of development of anybody's business, and by virtue of your business development, it is maybe state or country's development took place by undertaking the projects, large scale, small scale, or medium scale projects. Even in the house also, if you want to do anything, you have to plan certain things. So planning is one part, then execution of the plan, then implementation of the plan, and then finally the result. So these are some basic ideas about the project finance, and this is what exactly we are in deep, we are going to discuss now. So the chapter first is meant for understanding the subject project. What is project? Why it is called as a project? And what are the characteristic features of the project? How it is to be how the project is to be appraised, how it is to be put on the paper, and how it is executed. What are the types of assessment we have to do while doing the project? That means planning. So all these matters chronologically, serially, we are going to discuss in this chapter, which will be the first chapter, and thereafter other chapters, nearly 16 chapters are there in this project book, 16 chapters. And all these have independent characteristic features to explain the very internal and very exact matter of the subject for which the topic is designed for. Okay, so let us understand what is meant by the project. Objective, as I rightly said at the first instance itself, to get the brief overview about the project, then conceptual understanding of the project. Okay, then understanding the difference between the capital expenditure and revenue expenditure, because in any project there is always an expenditure, you have to spend the money. So there are different types of expenditure: one-time expenditure, recurring expenditure. So this may be the capital expenditure and revenue expenditure. Then once you understand the expenditure part, you have to understand the how to formulate this project, means what first step you have to initiation, that is formulation, and in that formulation process, what are the steps you have to initiate. While doing so, you have to think about the finance also. Who will be? Are you self-sufficient in cash to put the cash into the project, or you are depending on somebody? Then how you are finance your project, that is the second part. And once you get the finance, then the issue get the moment, or your project gets momentum. momentum to formulate. Okay, that is called implementation. And once the implementation is completed, then it is a post-implementation work that is the result. How you have come out of this, right from the first stage to the end of the implementation work, that is post-implementation of the project. So this is how exactly the content of this chapter one. Now understanding what is the project. Capital project represents a scheme of investing the resources that can be analyzed or appraised reasonably independently, not with the discussion with anybody. Should be knowledgeable person, he has to work, analyze and understand the project, and analysis is a very important part of the project. So the capital expenditure decision then present the most important decision which is taken by the firm. So the project consists of one thing, analysis, second thing, finance, third thing, implementation, and fourth stage is again post-stage implementation, that is the product or produce which is coming out of the after implementation of the project. Now there are two things. Always in project you have to invest first. Now where you are investing is important. It is requirement, it is this, that requirement is called as a capital investment or the capital expenditure, because you are spending maybe for buying the things to run the project. You have to invest first in some kind of machinery or some kind of utensils or some kind of machinery. These things, for that purpose you have to invest. Now what is the period of that investment is important. It may be for the long term investment, because once today you are investing, you may get the return of that investment maybe after 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 5 years down the line. It depends. It depends on the nature of the project. So the long term investment, that is capital expenditure. Whenever there is an expenditure, I can say that it is an investment, because you are getting return out of the expenditure what you have made. That is why the consequences of the capital expenditure is long-term investment. It is irreversible. You cannot take back once you have invested. And third thing, it involves the substantial outlays. Substantial outlays. So the while doing it, while understanding this capital expenditure, you come across with certain difficulties because of certain measurements, certain uncertainty of the project, or certain temporal spread. Okay, so what I discuss can be easily understood by looking at the pictures which are in front of you. One, see, first picture is new furnace for the steel plant. This is very big project. Steel furnace plant, when you have to do, that is one type of project, that is industrial project, I can say. Okay, second one, if you see the setting up of the retail mall. So mall is the economical, I mean it is a financial or economic structure behind it. Third one is a purchase of the bicycle, purchase of the motorbike. Though it is for the individual requirement, you have to plan to buy that bicycle or motorcycle. So you will be saving for the years together. When you reach to the stage of buying it, you are investing. That you are buying means you are investing. And when you buy it, your bike is your capital. Okay. So this is also one of the project, though it is of personal nature. First one is an industrial nature. Second one is a financial or economic nature. Third one, that is purchase of the bike, is personal nature. And in respect of setting up of dental clinic, that is also professional way, personal and professional. Dental clinic means the doctor who is a BDS, he wants to set up the dental clinic. So he has to prepare right from identification of the place, then identification of the maybe a building or maybe flat or maybe whatever it may be, the location where you want to locate that little user, and then infrastructure. Inside, what is required? Machineries, a lot of machineries are required. So this is what the actually planning is. Now to buy it, to get it, he has to invest, and that is the capital investment. Okay, that is a capital investment. This is like, these are some of the examples to better understand what the project is. It is of different types, but this is project. Now, after this discussion, let us understand what exactly the project means. Any project is just not a way to make it or do something, but it's an opportunity to archive some desired results by implementation of the system and the management approach. Each and every project is different from each other. So, the project differs from other types of work. For example, it may be process, it may be task, it may be procedures. Therefore, the correct definition of the project is, a project is a temporary, unique, and the progressive attempt of, or it is an endeavor to make, to produce some kind of the tangible or intangible result. It may be a product, it may be service, it may be benefit, or it may be competitive advantage, etc. So this is the correct definition of the project. It is usually includes a series of interrelated tasks and that are planned for the execution over a fixed period of time and within certain requirements and limitations, such as cost, it may be quality, it may be performance, and others also. So, what is important first to understand, what are the types of the projects or what are the characteristics of the project, where you can bifurcate and concentrate on that. So, the project can be characterized by its nature. By its nature, whether it is a long-run project, whether it is a short-run project, whether it is temporary project, but ultimately, project is a project, it starts and it ends and gives the final results. Okay, so now understand first what is the temporary nature, temporary characteristic. Temporary characteristic is nothing but every project has its finite start, means initial start, and thereafter it ends with the definite result. So the start is the time when the project is initiated and its concept is developed. If you want to do any project, concept must be clear. Initiate and clear your concept, what you want to do. Okay, then end means what? End is reached when all objective as per the concept you have met with. Any aim is not met, then the projects may not be completed and it cannot be called as the completion. It will be termination of the project. So your idea, conceptuality must be very, very clear, and you should work according to the concept, and you have to start according to that and end with the result of what the idea you have conceptualized. The project can be characterized by its characteristic. That is why another nature, maybe after temporary, there will be another unique deliverables, no specific type of project, that is unique deliverables. Any project which aims to produce some deliverables, okay, which can be product, it can be service, or sometimes it may be giving the results also. So the deliverable should address a problem. Delivery means to bring it from one point to another point. That is the traveling, That is the travel. So during the process of this travel, there may be disturbances. So these disturbances are nothing but the problems, or maybe these problems are requires to be analyzed at the beginning itself, at the project start itself. Okay. Third type of characteristic is the progressive elaboration. What is progressive elaboration? With the progress of the project, you have identified the project and you are continuing in a progressing. But during the progressing process, project may be required a continuous investigation and improvement in between also, so as to become it available. And all this allows the producing more accurate and more comprehensive result. Okay, so this key characteristic, that is progressive elaboration, means that successive iteration of planning process results into developing more effective solution to progress and develop the project. Now, another type is conventional project. Conventional. And the conventional project should be always a purposeful, as it has a rational and it has a measurable purchases also. Along with the purposeful, the project, that is convention, should be a logical. Any convention you can take. Convention with aim to, say, for example, deliver the lecture. That means there should be a hall, there should be audience, there should be infrastructure, there should be a person who can deliver the speech, and at the end, the students or audience must get satisfied. So this is what happens in convention. In simple terms, I'm explaining. But this convention also have the various characteristic feature. First one is a purposeful. Purpose is to make you understand certain points. That is a purpose. Logical, because logical means within, say, 1 hour's time or 2 hours' time, I want to deliver this thing. So that is the logical one. Structured, so as to deliver it in a structured manner, or deliver it in a particular life cycle, say 1 hour or 2 hours, like that. It has interdependence on certain other techniques, are certain. There should be a videograph, or there should be a computer, there should be a lab. So many other things are required, that is structure. That is within in-house, within the convention. Okay. Then conflict, as it tries to solve the problem. Whatever difficulties may come, the conflict is a phenomenon that it tries to solve the problem, which creates some kind of a conflict. That means arguments. Okay, and this convention is limited by the available resources. Whatever is available, taking that into consideration, the convention can be attributed. And finally, the risk, as it involves the element of the risk. It should be ensured that the risk-free project, that is convention, should be implemented or completed. Now, the examples of the projects. Various examples in the pictorial form also we have seen. Now, the examples of the project consist of developing a new project or service product, developing new product, altogether new product into the market, or altogether different type of services that you are offering to your clients. That is developing. Second one is a constructing type of project. That means building or making available the facilities. Then renovating the kitchen. That is also one of the project. You have already existing kitchen in your house, but if you want to renovate it, you have to plan accordingly. Okay, so renovating, that is a home, or that may be the family project, you can say. Then designing a new transportation vehicle, different type of vehicle. All the vehicles cannot be a similar type, you know, which are running on the road. All vehicles are not similar. So designing the vehicle as per the requirement, purpose for which it is purchased, that should be accomplished with. Then acquiring our new modified data system. Data system also may be of a varied nature. Okay. Then organizing a meeting is also one of the project. It may be for the shorter duration of 1 hour, it may be a day, or it may be 1 week. This organization meeting is also considered as one of the project. And then finally, implementing a new business process. New business process is also a process because people are not tend to accept the change. That is why this is also considered as a project, as it is implementation. Okay, other characteristic on this one, the project consists of the revenue expenditure, okay, and capital expenditure. Revenue expenditure is a recurring expenditure, that is, which is required to spend on daily basis, whereas capital expenditure is nothing but it is one-time investment and it is for the longer duration. Okay, now let us undertake a comparison between the capital expenditure and revenue expenditure. I'm going to show you the chart where you can understand how exactly the capital expenditure and how the revenue expenditure is different from each other. But remember, a small finance manager keeps control on this revenue expenditure to reduce its overheads as well as the making its organization more efficient. Okay, however, deploy the project finance to take the organization to the next level. So better to understand the difference between this. So first here the capital expenditure, and here it is revenue expenditure. Capital expenditure, as I said, this expenditure is incurred and benefits are available on recurring basis. Benefits available on recurring basis. But here in revenue expenditure, the expenditure is made from one time benefit utility. To avail the benefit second time, the expenditure will have to be again incurred, so repeatedly incurred. And in the capital expenditure, it is generally creates a capital assets. It may be purchase of something, whereas in revenue there is no assets as such, but expenditure is to maintain that assets which is purchased out of the capital assets. Then expenditure is charged to the profit and loss account, whereas this expenditure, that is revenue expenditure, is also charged to the profit and loss account, but it is for the same year, whereas capital expenditure is on recurring every year. Every year it has to be accounted. Same assets can be accounted for the different years also, as far as considering its life cycle. And also, any discount or any drawdown or anything happens to wear and tear to this, accordingly its price also becomes less. Then expenditure is a long lasting, that is capital expenditure, whereas the expenditure is a short period, maybe for a day, maybe for hour, or maybe for a week also, this recurring expenditure is required to be assessed. The expenditure is subject to completion of report of the scheme of the assets, whereas revenue expenditure, the expenditure is subject to budgetary contribution or budgetary control. Then expenditure proceeds benefit and utility, whereas the expenditure follows the benefit and utility also. The expenditure requires the administrative approval from a competent authority to buy the bigger size or to invest into the capital, whereas in revenue expenditure, it requires only the annual budget, and within that budgetary form only you have to spend it on. So this is difference between the capital expenditure and revenue expenditure. The chart which we are going to see in front of you now, I cannot talk much on this, but here there is a certain expenditure, type of expenditure is given on the first column. Then what is the type? It is variable expenditure, fixed expenditure, or what type of expenditure is mentioned here. Then its amount is given for better understanding. And third one, the percentage, how much is made, how much is spent for this kind of facility, what is the amount spent, and putting together total of this total, the percentage of each and every item is calculated here. Now this chart will show you, again certain comments are given in the last column that simply indicates whether you can curtail that expenditure, whether you are short of that, whether you are you have to spend more on that. Based on that, thinking is happening. If the percentage more on the spent on certain things, okay, then, and if your budget says that you have to spend this much and you are less spent, that means it is lacking somewhere. It means the actionable is given here on the last column during the management presentation. Okay, this is the purpose of giving this chart to you. Now, having understood this capital expenditure and revenue expenditure, let us understand the life cycle of the project, total life cycle. What is exactly happen in the life cycle? You can see first, right, when I explained it, first you have to formulate the project. Once you formulate, you have to finance the project. Once finance is available, made available, then you have to start implementing the project. And lastly, you have to take the result after the post implementation. Now, one by one, let us discuss these four steps, out of which first step one is formulating the project. Now, formulating project also, it has got the various steps. One, it is generation of and the screening the ideas. Now, ideas from the different corners comes. To generate the idea and picking up the best possible idea is a very important and very logical for any project to start with. So, generation and the screening of the idea, okay, that is very much required. Then data collection. Now, data collection, first, primary information and secondary information, it is divided into two, data collection. Primary information is nothing but first-hand information that you have. And secondary information is nothing but it is a supplementary data which you can buy it from the market, which buy it from the market or you collect it from the market from any sources. Okay, that is a support to your formulation of the project. That is data collection. Second step. Third step is a documentation. Whatever you have thought of, it has to be documented. So the documentation, the data collected is presented in the different format so as to understand the various stakeholders. That is the documentation. Then project appraisal. Project appraisal is a very critical stage in the entire project cycle. In the entire project cycle, project appraisal is very, very critical. Very critical because there are several steps in the appraisal. Different types of appraisals are there. That also we are going to discuss also. So, the project appraisal is carried out to ascertain the idea which is already selected, whether it can be suitable for the implementation or not, after appraising that idea. Okay. And finally, the conclusion. And the conclusion is based on the various parameters of the project that may be selected or rejected for the purpose of implementation. Now, idea, first point here, what we have seen, that is generation of the ideas. Now, how the idea will be generated? Generation and screening the ideas. Project idea can be received either from the input or output outside. Input or output from the outside. The input are the material which is based, while the output which is demand oriented, that has to be collected. Okay, input based project means what? These are identified on the basis of information about the, for example, it's agriculture raw material, or it may be forest product, or it may be animal husbandry, or it may be fishing product, mineral resources, human skills, and also the technical process which is involved in the country or elsewhere. Generation and the screening of idea is very important because that, based on that idea only, the complete project is sitting. So, the output, out-based product or output-based product. Output-based product means it is identified on the basis of the need that is required by the people or the population as revealed by the family budget studies and industrial units also. It is found as the market studies and the statistics which is relating to import as well as then export. Desk research surveying. In existing information, in the economical and wherever it is necessary, the market survey is assessing the demand for output of the project, and that could help not only to the identification but and assessing the viability of the project, long sustaining of the project. Good ideas are always the key of success to any project, and these idea generation should be on they have developed or accepted by ascertaining various methods such as SWOT analysis, that is strength and weakness, as well as the cost reduction structure, then productivity improvement, then increase in the capacity of utilization, improvement in the contribution of the margin, and expansion into the promising fields. Thank you very much.